It's time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us. It's Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day here in the U.S. And we do have people listening from all parts of the world. You know, why do people listen to a U.S. mortgage program from other parts of the world? We got a lot of countries supporting the U.S. mortgage industry. We're honored to have them as listeners. If you want to send us a text message or a LinkedIn message, do so. I love hearing from you. Love the opportunity to bring you what's going on in the mortgage industry. We're coming to you live, not recorded, but live from Austin, Texas. You know, we focus here on Lickin' On Lending mostly, almost exclusively on mortgage news. But, you know, with all that's in the news right now, we're mindful of the things that are dominating the news. For example, the shootings up in Midland, Odessa area of Texas. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and the families there. I mean, it's just such senseless killing. And like our governor said, he said, we've got to do something about keeping weapons like that out of the hands of criminals. Man, heart goes out to the families impacted there. That just grabs you. Then also, I want to say, woke up this morning, my thoughts and prayers on what's going on with Hurricane Dorian. And, you know, it's now a Cat 4. It's moving at 1 mile per hour over the northern island of the Bahamas. I can't even imagine what's going on in the Grand Bahamas right now. A hurricane at 160 to 180 miles, gusts up to 180 right now. That is sitting there moving at 1 mile an hour over you. It's kind of like, when is this nightmare going to end? It's just our thoughts and prayers go out to all those impacted already by Dorian. And those that no doubt will be in the days ahead. Two of those being impacted is our very own Alan Pollock and Les Parker. They both live in the Ponte Vedra Beach area of Florida, just south of Jacksonville. And so I was talking to Alan earlier. He says, I'll try to make the podcast, but we are going to be boarding up and getting ready to leave. And we're leaving ahead of the mandatory. I haven't talked to Les yet. I'm sure he and his wife have headed out of town. But anyway, we focus on the mortgage news, but we really keep so many people in our thoughts and prayers that are being impacted by these latest events. You know, one of them is our sponsor, Black Knight, whose headquarters is in Jacksonville. So many of their employees are being impacted by this hurricane. And we do pray for their protection and that life gets back to normal. Anyway, we're pleased to have you with us. We're going to focus now back on the mortgage news. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. And we are grateful to have you as our listener. Who's we? Well, it's Alice, Andy, Alan, Joe. Our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. The hot topic guest, can you believe it? My good friend Dan Smith from Compliances was able to get Jeremy Windham of the Alabama State Banking Department, a regulator, to come on the podcast. And then Dan asked Thomas Hennen of Calix Software coming on. We're going to be talking about RegTech. There's all the different types of technology. Well, we've got RegTech we're going to be talking about in the Hot Topic segment. And there's actually some reasons you want to listen to it because there's some hopeful, good information there. I was very grateful that Jeremy had the time, took the time, invested the time to come on board. And we did pre-record it so that we could have them all approve it, the content. I think it's important that we do so, especially being the Alabama State Banking Department. He approved it. And so we're going to be sharing that a little bit later in the Hot Topic segment. We are proud to be a part of the Industry Syndicate. You can check it out, industrysyndicate.com. There's a large group of us that are podcasters. You know, I want to give a shout out to Amy Moses of MERS. Love Amy. You know, it's a funny story. Talk about it every once in a while. Every time I see Amy, she is just she's an Iowa farm girl. She looks like she's a sophisticated city kid, but she's an Iowa farm girl, and I just have so much. We were mad when I first met her, and, you know, it's just fun interacting with Amy. She's brilliant. She's fun to dialogue, very dynamic. And then we're talking. She goes, you know what? You know, I'm from Iowa. She said where her dad went to school. And I said, well, I went to school there. Turns out he was in my Norwegian class. Yeah, sure, you betcha. I took Norwegian for my foreign language. You can only do that in Iowa, folks. So anyway, news from Black Knight. Mitch gave us an update on some news. After falling through the second half of the last year, tappable equity saw its second consecutive quarterly increase, hitting an all-time high. Get this, equity that is tappable. That means cash-out refinances, folks. $6.3 trillion. More information, check it out on their website. You can go into a lot of information here, but kudos to Black Knight for doing a great job. And after 16 months of declines, falling interest rates helped improve the National Affordability Index as the annual home price appreciations rose. So guess what, folks? There's no slowdown. We've got a link to all these articles on our website. Check them out in our show notes. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. They are the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. If you're not a member of MAA, Mortgage Action Alliance, go to the website, mortgagebankingmba.org, and find where it says Mortgage Action Alliance. Sign up for it. You do not have to be a member of the MBA. Have your voice be heard. Also, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. Thrilled to have CMLA a part of our podcast sponsoring it with us. And also Black Knight. Again, we talked about them, located in Jacksonville, Florida. They have an actionable intelligence platform delivering data that drives growth, reduced costs. Go to blackknightinc.com. Open Mortgage, here in Central Texas, here in the Austin area, a leading buyer of reverse mortgages and home of some of the top LOs in the country. Finastra, they're located, you know, in Lake Mary in Orlando. Hope they're going to be fine. Talking to Marianne, who helps with me in setting up all the ads on this. You know, there's a lot of things. The Fusion Mortgage Bot system, it automatically addresses compliance and all that good stuff. But you know, the app that's really getting the attention is their POS, their point of sale on the front end. And it is doing a great job of competing with that other mortgage company out there's technology. Check out Finastra. Go to their website, finastra.com. Look at all that information. And also go to our website, see the video there of the interview. Also, Resex Warehouse Lending. So good to have them. They're a division of United Bank. Ken Jones, love that guy. And his team of professionals, warehouse professionals. We talk on the interview that we did on July 22nd with Ken about the importance of your warehouse lender, the relationship. And we actually talked about why these annual reviews that we do, it's so important. Then also, I want to say a special thank you to the Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. Both are creating opportunities where you can connect. These are co-ops where you can connect and have meaningful relationships with lenders and vendor members. Velma, efficient mortgage marketing email platform. Good friend Brent Embler there, as well as Knowledge Coop. Ken Perry and his amazing team does a great job providing fun, easy training, as well as Vidyard, the home of a powerful video communications technology, enabling you to connect with your customers. And then AI Assist, folks, AI is happening. And if you're going to do it, go with the best. That's a Conversica power driven system. But AI Assist is what works with lenders. They make that whole complicated process of AI much easier. Go to Roman Venfield's interview July 15th and help them market the business. Also, say a special thank you to Alice, Andy, Alan, Joe for their contributions to our podcast. Rob Van Rampoort's taking the day off here in at the NBA. Grateful for his weekly commentary. But Les Parker, before he packed up and left his house, got to higher ground, work inland, took time to give us this TM Spotlight, a week's macro view of the markets. Les?
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by Ainsworth Advisors, because Jen Payne's got us questioning. Where is the love? He said, she said. Where is the love? If trade wanes, then rates fade. But if sweet tweets find meat in a deal, then rates reheat and relegate lenders to defeat. China's tax revenue is on track for the first drop since Mao's great leap forward that killed millions. The drop casts a cloud over the country's future as the combination of low birth rates and aging population will squeeze the domestic fortunes. Will Xi Jinping come to see success in the world means keeping one's word? Where is the love? These views are my own. Go to tmspotlight.com to subscribe to my daily newsletter.
That's all we got.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Good job.
That's all we got.
I'm cooking my fingers and going to the groove here. I love that. Good job, Les Parker. Check out the tmspotlight.com website to sign up for Les Parker's daily free newsletter. Mortgage loan officers, you got to have that tool. But I don't understand it all. Well, you start reading it, you will. Get into it. Don't be intimidated. It's good stuff. That's how I started 35 years ago, listening to Les's comments. I didn't understand them initially, but that he's the one that gave me the understanding of the secondary markets. Joe Farr with a rate update. Good to have you with us in hot Central Texas.
Hey, Greg.
Appreciate you being alive, friend.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Brexit. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little later.
Yeah, of course, markets are closed today, and so there's nothing to update on that. Although over the weekend, as we all know, U.S. implemented another round of tariffs and China retaliated. And looking at the Dow futures, earlier today it was showing down 199 points, so it might lead you to expect an open tomorrow that would be negative for stocks and maybe good for bonds. It's usually the way it's been rolling. So looking at last week, Dave, we had a really good week for mortgage rates. MBS prices, which is what most rate sheets are built off of, showed an increase of 38 basis points during the week. And what that's really saying is if you had a loan or a customer ask about a certain rate and was given a discount point quote on that rate, that same rate would be 38 basis points cheaper for your customer after last week. It was also a good week for stocks. The Dow rose 774 points. Of course, trade war with China was the driver. You know, there were really harsh rhetoric going on from both sides. And, you know, sometimes the comments would indicate that there was a positive movement in the, in the expectation for trade. And then sometimes it was just the opposite. You know, Friday ended on an optimistic note. But then over the weekend, we saw the actual implementation of the threatened tariffs. And so it turned a little pessimistic over the weekend. Dave, the economic data that came out last week was really not a big factor because of all the focus on trade. But the data was kind of mixed. Durable orders were disappointing. Those were July durable orders. But then more current surveys on consumer confidence and consumer sentiment. Consumer confidence was very strong.
Yeah.
Whereas consumer sentiment fell a little bit. So we'll focus on the strong one, the confidence numbers. The second quarter GDP was revised a little lower, just by a tenth, and so not a big movement. Pending home sales in July fell a lot, but when you compare the actual numbers to, like, June was a tremendous month for pending home sales. And so you're comparing July to a very good month, and even though it showed a big drop, it was still a pretty good level of activity in July. So I wouldn't take it as a big negative for the housing industry. Core consumer price, the personal consumption expenditure came out. That's an inflation indicator. It showed inflation remained at an annualized rate of 1.6%, so steady inflation. But it also showed, the data in that information showed that consumer spending was very strong in July. So, you know, the Fed pays a lot of attention to that. Inflation and strong consumer spending should bode well for stocks. And not bad for mortgage rates. You know, talking about this week, that's where I'd like to see what your thoughts are on Brexit. You know, the China trade talks will continue to have some impact on the market this week, but really the focus, I think, will shift to Brexit because there is a lot going on there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know their politics well, but I know that right now there is a law in Great Britain that it will leave the European Union on October 31st. Deal or no deal. Boris Johnson, the prime minister, is hoping to negotiate a good deal for Great Britain. He has in the past been a hardliner and will exit, is not worried about exiting without a deal. In order to improve his negotiating positions, he has announced a recess for Parliament to begin September 9th. It's going to go through October 15th, which effectively takes Parliament out of the discussion as it relates to Brexit before October 31st. You know, there are people in Parliament and pro-EU people who are opposing this move, and they're hoping to implement legislation that would either extend the deadline, or maybe both, extend the deadline from what is in law now, October 31st, out to January 31st, and to establish a law that would say that there could be no Brexit without a deal. And so Boris Johnson's position on that seems to be that those kinds of things will hinder his ability to negotiate with the European Union, and so he's fighting that. And since Parliament's going to be in recess starting September 9th, this week is really
right.
All they have left to try to get this stuff done. So really do expect a lot of headlines coming out, Great Britain and the European Union as it relates to Brexit. And Dave, looking at the economic events that are coming out this week, there's some pretty significant events coming out. ISM manufacturing and construction
yep.
spending come out on Tuesday. ISM services comes out on Thursday. Non-farm payrolls comes out on Friday. 158,000 net new jobs are expected. No change in the unemployment rates expected. But maybe the more important things that will come out deal with the Fed and Fed speakers. There are several Fed speakers
yeah.
on Wednesday. Chairman Powell speaks in Switzerland on Friday, and I think that's 12:30 Eastern time, where he's going to talk about economic output and monetary policy. By then, he will have seen the July jobs report and ISM manufacturing and services numbers. And you know, when you look at the market, it's really expecting a lot from the Fed. If you look
yeah.
at the CME Group's expectations for the future Fed funds rates, there's a 100% expectation that there'll be a 25 basis point reduction in the Fed funds rate in the September meeting. And then if you look out another meeting, so in October, there's a 50-50 chance, according to the CME Group's analysis, that there'll be a Fed funds rate cut, another Fed funds rate cut. And then in December, there's a 1 in 3 chance that there'll be a third Fed
yeah.
funds rate cut. So, and you add all that together, it's a lot of help coming from the Fed is expected by the market. So whatever Chairman Powell has to say on Friday could have a big impact on those expectations and could be market moving. So I would pay close attention to that Friday speech. Sorry, I didn't give you a chance to talk about the Brexit stuff, but it is really a difficult time.
For our listeners, those that are watching interest rates and trying to figure out lock or float, we're going to be having a lot of volatility as a result
mm-hmm.
of this, or I suspect we will, as a result of, you know, are they, what's going to happen there? And I mean, love your thoughts on that, Joe. I mean, they obviously got to have a system that they're using. They can use your old company. So what they use, the MBS quote line, give them a shout
uh-huh.
out. We still use their system and appreciate them letting us do that. But there's also other ones, Bear Habib's system. I love MBS Highway. I have about that as well. Love the updates, the video updates, and the phone calls that Barry puts out. But, I mean, what are your thoughts on Brexit? Is this, I mean, seems like this has been dragging on and on and on. The one question someone has texted me said, is it ever going to happen? Is it really going to ever happen?
Yeah. I think it's going to happen, but it's just a messy, it's going to go down a messy path. And as those things change and as the uncertainties about how it's going to break up from the European Union grow, concerns about the impact of a no-deal Brexit are going to affect stock markets primarily, and bond markets are going to be affected by that as well. So I think we've seen as surprises come, to the extent that, you know, no-deal Brexit will have a negative impact on Great Britain's economy and possibly the European economy, and certainly that's going to spill over to the U.S. economy, the
mm-hmm.
chance that that happens as it grows could be negative for stocks, but it could be good for bonds and therefore mortgage rates. So intraday movement, like you just mentioned, is not something you can anticipate, but you can certainly react to, and you can react to it quickly if you have the right information.
Yep. So true. You look at corporate profits as a nominal, as we look at GDP, and you look at some of the graphs that are out there in the marketplace. Really interesting where we're at. Corporate earnings are up. I mean, it's looking good to be here. We're the fiat currency, de facto fiat currency in the country. So I think we'll do well as you look at all the other stuff. But it's the volatility that eats the mortgage banker's lunch. And it's that kind of volatility you need to pay attention to. Joe Farr, thanks so much. Looking forward to seeing you here again soon. You're going to be out in our neck of the woods this holiday, I know, later today.
So
love to see you.
All right.
But I'm working, bud. I've got preparing for a big meeting I've got on Thursday. So I'm going to be hunkered down, reading a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I'd love to see you. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for being here with us, giving us a live update on this holiday. Appreciate it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break with Scott Gordon from Open Mortgage talking about the science of sales.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science.
I'm sure that many of you are aware of the principle of reciprocity, which is a social rule stating that people feel obligated to repay what another person is giving them. This need is hardwired into our brains. Think of the old adage, the more you give, the more you get. By giving customers something small for free, the customer is much more likely to reciprocate in a subconscious attempt to repay the gift. So how can you use this knowledge ethically to boost your business? The first step is to determine what you can give. What would be of value? A trinket given for a completed app or an inquiry? Shift your thinking to something intangible and far more valuable. Knowledge, experience, or time. That is your gift to your customer. In an industry full of disinformation and a society where everyone is rushed, sharing your knowledge garnered from experience goes a long way. In the end, you're not selling anything. Your conversations are an opportunity to gift your time, attention, knowledge, and experience. Shift your perspective from the chore of talking to potential customers to the giving of a gift. It will give you insights on those discussions and will probably bring you more business. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Like that segment. Good stuff. That gives us science of the market. We have Joe adding to that. Now we have Scott Gordon with the science of sales. Good job. Appreciate it so much. Alice Alvey, appreciate you dialing in on this holiday. And I thank you again for hosting the podcast while I was gone. How are you doing, Alice? You do anything special this holiday, you and Andy?
Well, actually, we were just out fishing in West Virginia. So we were fly fishing at these beautiful cabins in the middle of nowhere. And, of course, it's stock fishing, and you just walk out your cabin. And we had a blast. I think Andy netted a good 30. I got maybe close to 20, so I'm pretty happy. That was a real fun time. But, you know, back here Monday, catching up, but West Virginia is a beautiful state. I recommend it highly.
It is. That's so beautiful. We have to hear about that spot. You have to we'll put a link up for that fishing hole that we go to. Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. Well, I know you're always providing us good updates on what's going on, but one of the things I want to talk about a little bit later on, why before you hang up and leave us today, is I want to talk about leadership, Alice. And I know I'm really excited about having Bill Cosgrove come on, as we're going to be getting into e-leadership this fall. We're going to get into a whole discussion because, Alice, I love your thoughts on this, but every single consulting issue, when we're called to come in on an issue or on a problem they're having, a struggle they're having, which is oftentimes raising a call, a consultant, is we're stuck, we need help. I was talking to Andy. He and I had finally caught up for barbecue on Friday. It was so much fun. He was hoping to join us today. He's not going to be able to, but we both agreed it all points down. The center of the hub of every issue that's out there is leadership.
I completely agree. As Mortgage U, and as you know, we did projects together, but we also had many of our own consulting projects that we did for all types, credit union, community banks, lenders, you know, brokers. Nobody's off the hook on this. And most of the time, you know, like you said, you were called in because someone thought they had a procedural problem or something's inefficient. And there were many times you go through the process, you go, you know what, your process is efficient. Your people have good ideas. The problem is the management and a lot of times it's what we would call under management.
Yep.
And really not setting expectations, proper goals, really giving people a good framework to get their job done. So anyway, I completely agree and look forward to that. We have several programs at Union Home. We actually have launched a major initiative on a future leaders program that actually runs for 8 months. That is it's fabulous. It's we're very proud of it. It's one of our cornerstone programs. But then we also have, you know, level one team leadership, first time manager, then a second level for the next group as they need to advance into from managing to leader. So it really is a multi-leveled approach and plays right into my topic today, Dave, because one thing I wanted to touch on, since it is Labor Day, is diversity and inclusion, because this is a big part of growing the leadership at your company. And the Mortgage Bankers Association happened to send out today, you know, to sign up to be a member of their group. For everybody listening, you should take a really strong look at this, because when you think of diversity and inclusion, it can vary on what part of the country you're from or what your background is or where you've worked as to what comes to mind, but it can be even age, right? You know, are the millennials included in your in your group that you need to grow? Or is it a particular race, ethnicity, male, female? There are all different ways to say, I want to make sure I'm diversifying my workforce, which in turn diversifies my customer base. And the Mortgage Bankers Association does have a good website that you can go to kick off what those platforms, what the core pieces of that platform should look like. And one of the most important things I love is the statement that's in here about really what the word inclusion means. And there's a quote in here from Verna Myers that says, diversity is being invited to the party. Inclusion is being asked to dance. And it is such a great way to phrase that, to make sure that you're, as a company, you've got everything that starts from hiring through how the individuals are given opportunities to develop into leaders, and then also from there, being able to participate in projects. So you can, every company has folks who come up to a senior manager and say, I'd love to have a women's group, or can we do something with Empower, or I would love to set up a diversity group, or this group, or that group. And that never necessarily gets put into action. People nod and say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. We should get to it. But you know what? We're trying to close a lot of loans right now. There's always seems to be a reason for it to take a back seat. So as Labor Day is about, you know, we all get a weekend now because a lot of people got together and said there has to be focus on the labor force and focus on helping them grow, have it represent our community, and help it best serve our customers. So today's a day to go. We're going to start this fresh when we all come back. And fall's a great time to kick off projects. Really get some trajectory coming into January that you have a full-on diversity and inclusion program. So that's my thoughts for today, Dave, on Labor Day.
That's really good. That's excellent, excellent. And we'll give the MBA a shout-out because they have a summit on diversity and inclusion. That is, well, I'm maybe looking at an old one. I know there's one coming up here. I just realized this is from 2018. I Googled it as you were talking. But there is one that's coming up. So check out the 2019, not the 2018 one. It's usually in Washington, D.C. I know it's coming up because we have several clients going there. Do you know when that is, Alice, or off the top of your head?
Actually, I just had it pulled up here a second ago. Sorry, you can probably hear my dog barking in the background.
That's no problem. Good.
Look on their website. There's lots of things I would want you to check out. I'm sorry, I don't have the date handy in front of me.
No
they
problem.
Have regular webinars as well. So a lot of times when you say, well, what does an employee resource group, right? So ERG is an acronym. Every company should just know what that means. So you might have a women's employee resource group, but an employee
That's
resource
really good.
Group is how you start this. And you can leverage the MBA webinars and events as a way to have something. And then let your group decide what they want to have a part of it. We were amazed as to how many of our partners are involved in various volunteer activities that then fit well to, as a resource to put within the employee resource group for other partners at the company to understand how to get help. Here, there, for personal issues, finance issues, other business issues, sales, you name it. And you're leveraging all the internal resources that you have, and an MBA can help you with a basic platform to kick that off.
Check it out. I'm Googling around here trying to find the dates. We'll get those up on our website. But it's a great shout-out, Alice. I really appreciate you doing that. Have a great rest of your Labor Day holiday. Appreciate it so much. And when you get a minute, you want to come back and listen. You got it. Good.
Well, I think it's really their Empower. The only one that's on their website right now is the Empower MBA Summit for Women in Real Estate, which is October 26, 2019, part of the national conference. So as far as
Good.
The event may have passed just recently, because that's the one on the MBA website right now.
Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate
You're
it
welcome.
So much. Good, good, good. Say hi to Andy. You got a special husband
Thank
there.
You.
I just think he's Love that guy.
I do.
Love your husband. He's a good man. I can tell. See why you love him so much. Anyway, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
I'm a little jealous that I tell him I'm a lousy fisherman, so I won't hurt the lake stock. Give me the website. I got to know where that's at. I want to go there. My wife's a good fisherman. All right. Have
all
a
right.
good one. Happy Labor
Thanks.
Day to you. Appreciate
you
it so
too,
much.
You too, and happy Labor Day, everyone listening.
You bet. Looking forward to have Bill Cosgrove on the Leadership Podcast when we have them coming up, a series of Leadership Podcasts. And yes, I have Licking on Leadership, a separate podcast already recorded an interview with Bill Cosgrove of Union Home Mortgage. Go listen to that. Alan was going to try to make us. Andy was going to try to make it. We're not going to be able to have either of them. But so for those of you that are listening live, go ahead and make sure you check out the download on our website of our podcast or on the Blog Talk Radio website. We're going to be uploading. We'll put all the ads in there. But for those that are listening live, we're going to jump right into the Hot Topic segment. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licking of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.